It's a happy time to be with you. I don't know if our other church members take for granted that when you live close to here, to be able to come out in the middle of the week is such a blessing. Watching Brother Levi lead singing, this just reminds me of so many great times in my life. It reminds me of being over on Hooper Road, Baton Rouge, with Brother Elmo Watts and Brother Collins Ainsley, and them just teaching me how to lead singing and how important that was and how such a great time in my life that was. When we miss the opportunity to be in the Lord's house, you know, we miss out on blessings. I'm thankful. You know, I told Brother James that me and Doug had took a few days off. We want to go try to clean up around our farm over here, try to get it back in order. And, you know, that's not, as I stand here tonight, that's not why the Lord wanted me here tonight. That's not why the Lord wanted me to come to Mississippi tonight. I got both my preachers here tonight. And if I can do anything, and I don't want to dismiss the other members that are gathered here, but if I could be an encouragement and give encouragement to our preachers today, that's what I'd like to try to do. I'd like to preach to my preachers, but I'm not going to preach at them. I want to uplift them. I want to encourage them. You know, I'm a son of a preacher, grandson of a preacher. You don't realize how many burdens they take. A lot of folks here do, I know, because y'all love them. I'm not the only preacher's child here, I know that. But they have to go out in this world, and they have to work for a living. And they have to tend to those things of the world. But the most important job they have is to tend to the things of God. And I tell you what, that is a rub sometimes. It hurts sometimes. They just like me and you, they get discouraged. I remember one time Daddy preached on discouragement so much, he asked me, Brother Joe, what you think I'm going to preach on today? Well, same thing you preach on every Sunday, Brother Andy. Discouragement, discouragement, discouragement. But I didn't realize then Daddy was preaching that when we're discouraged, we should be encouraged because of who we serve. I was thinking this week, I've been reading a few things, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with, but there's all kind of diet fads and things going on out there to help you lose weight and all that. And one of the ones that have become in vogue is called the Daniel diet. I don't know if you heard about that, but they try to eat like Daniel did in the Bible, and that's supposed to help you lose weight. If you go back and read what Daniel was eating when he didn't want to defile himself from what the king was giving him, old Nebuchadnezzar, like they called it pulse. And based on what John Gill tells me, pulse could be basically legumes, grain, you know, the stuff that the meat was eating is basically what they would eat. In the book of Daniel, chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself." Brother Mickey, Brother James, tonight I want y'all to purpose in your heart. We won't defile ourselves. We won't accept these things the world. We want to block those things out. I want y'all to be uplifted in the Spirit of God. We got to purpose that in our heart. And that goes to every one of us. We got to purpose that in our heart. So, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces, worse liking than the children, which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king." Old eunuch was saying, if I don't feed y'all like I'm feeding everybody else and y'all don't look good, then I'm going to be in trouble, Daniel. I can't do that. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked on before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, still with thy servants." So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Now, that old fad diet they're talking about this week, they're supposed to lose weight on it, but I want you to notice something here. They got fatter. Huh? They got fatter in the flesh, fairer. I don't think those people that made that diet have read this book. The point here is, Daniel would not defile himself with what those old Chaldeans were eating. He stayed true to God. He purposed in his heart that he wouldn't be defiled. I want you to know it wasn't the pulse that made the children of God the fairer complexion and the fatter. I want you to know God is able to provide. When God blesses something, it's able to nourish. It don't matter what it is. When God puts the blessing on it, it's as good as prime USDA meat. They might have been well been eating prime USDA meat with the pulse that God had blessed for them. But because Daniel wouldn't defile himself, God blessed them. God blessed it. It wasn't the pulse, but it was the blessings of God. We need to turn away from those things before. We need to block those things out. We need to turn to the Word of God. Our preachers, I want to encourage y'all. I know y'all study. I hope God blesses y'all and builds y'all up. That whatever He gives y'all, I want you to know He's able to bless it. It don't matter how weak or how low we feel. If we just continue to do what God has laid on our heart to do, He's able to bless you. He's able to sustain you. God build y'all up. I pray God will just keep our preachers built up. Let's look at another place where God has blessed. If you turn to Matthew chapter 14. You know, I confess to you, a lot of this I'm preaching tonight is from personal experience. If you ever had to stand behind this pulpit and try to preach to God's children, sometimes you don't always feel like you did a very good job. Most of the times, I step by this pulpit, I remember about at least 100 things I forgot to say. It always feels like I was not enough. But I want you to know something. God blesses something. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we don't hear it. Let's just trust that God is able. In Matthew chapter 14, in verse 14, and we all know this. It says, when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship in a desert, place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. You know, sometimes it don't feel like. It feels like we only had 2 fishes and 5 loaves sometimes when we step out of this pulpit. But I want you to know when Jesus blesses it, when God blesses it, the God, the Savior, the Master that we serve, when He blesses it, it's able to feed multitudes. Brother Mickey, Brother James, y'all are such an inspiration to me. I want y'all to know that when you're down and when you're out and when you feel like you hadn't done that good, just keep on. We have a Master and a Savior that's able. We have a Master and Savior that's able to bless what you've studied, what you've put in your hearts, what you've read in this Scripture. And whether we know it or not, and whether we feel like it or not, He's able to bless and show things to these precious children of God that you've been given steward over. He's able to bless those things. We're not dependent on ourselves. Let's depend on Him. I want to encourage y'all more and more every day. Let's depend on Him. I want to encourage the membership of this church more and more every day. Let's depend on Him. The things of this life is not where our strength comes from. It's from Him. And whatever you have, however little you might have, I want you to know the Lord is able to bless it. And we can all eat. He's able to do that in this life. And I want you to know He's able to do that in the life to come. His grace is sufficient in this life and the life to come. What a blessing it is to serve a master like we serve, who's able to bless us in the lean times and in the good times. If you will with me just for a minute, we're going to turn to 1 Timothy. Chapter 6 and verse 8. Let's go to verse 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing in this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. You know, to the world, this is foolishness. But to us, it's wisdom. It's power. It's the power of God. Now, the things out in this life that weigh us down and seem to get in the way of us serving God, those things don't matter. What does it say those things bring in this verse? It says, but they that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Those things are going to destroy the child of God. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Let's turn away from them, O things of this world. Let's put them out. Let's follow after righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience and meekness. Because these are the things that multiply to us. These are the things that build up the man of God, the child of God. I want you to know our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ is able to bless us in all things. Whatever you have, whether you think it's enough or not enough, I want you to know, pray about it. It says pray about it. Pray to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's going to hear your prayers. It says He hears our prayers. He promised He would hear our prayers. And that's where the increase comes from. That's where our blessings come from. Brother James, Brother Mickey, we love y'all. And like I said, I don't feel like it's got to come out of my mouth the way I intended it to tonight. But I hope y'all are built up. I hope and pray that the things of this life don't weigh y'all down. I pray for a hedge of protection around y'all. I pray for clear minds, open hearts, clever and wisdom, wise tongues. I pray that God would build you up. I pray that He would walk with you and guide, guard, and keep you. That He would bless you in the next few days to come leading up to Sunday, that your study would be good, that His Word would flow free into your hearts, that you can feed His sheep. Because that is my sincere hope, is that the sheep be fed. Thank you for your good order of attention.
It's always a blessing to receive encouragement. I have to admit, that's the first time I've ever heard a young minister encourage an older minister publicly. Usually it's the other way around. You know, Moses was told to charge Joshua. Paul charged Timothy. Find that the pattern in the church of the older teach the younger. But I don't think that's out of place or inappropriate, because what Brother Joe is doing is he's going to God's Word. And anytime you go to God's Word, you're going to something far older than yourself. I remember one time I was trying to preach on the subject of marriage, and I had only been married a few years, and there were people in the congregation been married for decades. And I thought later, who am I to teach anything about marriage when I don't have the experience that the folks listening to me have? But if you're going to the Word of God and you're teaching from the Word of God, it's not about your age, your youth. It's not about your personal experiences or lack thereof. It's about what God says. And I would say that if you want to encourage one another, the best encouragement you'll find is in God's Word. That word encourage means to inspire courage. And courage means moral or mental strength to persevere. And I'll tell you, that's what we need on a daily basis is courage. The courage to say the right thing. The courage to do the right thing. The courage to do what the Lord instructs us to do. And if we can find inspiration from our brothers and sisters, and we can find inspiration out of God's Word, that's something worth sharing and passing along. And I'm thankful that we can come out here in the middle of the week after the world's been beating up on us for a few days. And not just the world, but Satan and his influences. I tell you, there are things that weigh on your mind. There are things that bother you, and what a blessing and joy it is to come here in the middle of the week, to find that godly, heavenly refreshment that only the Lord can provide. And certainly we thank God for that. And this time we announce the doors of the church are open for reception. New members, anyone has it?